that we can speak for ourselves by working within parties. So the first step is to join a party. Whichever party you like is your choice. On the internet, you'll find every party has membership open. And all you need to do is say, for I'm a member of the Labour Party, just put in labour.com. And you'll get, the first page will say membership. Click on that and it'll tell you how to join. It's very easy. You don't need your passports. You don't need your driving license. Just the fact that you live in the UK and that maybe you pay council tax, that's enough. So join the party first of all. In every party, there are levels, or you can say strata. The biggest strata is called a constituency, which is usually about 60,000 people. And that is governed by a MP, Member of Parliament. Coming down from that, you have wards. In my particular area, in my constituency, there are 6 wards, making 1 constituency. Each ward has 14,000 people. Now, you join the ward in the area where you live. For instance, if you live in Longside, you join Longside ward. If you live in the coppice in Oldham, you live the coppice ward. You join the coppice ward. That's how it works. Membership is paid. It's subsidized for students and for the unwaged. Students, I think, are £15. Unwaged are £19. People employed are £35 a year. That entitles you to vote on issues within your ward, within your constituency, within your party, right up to the national level. Now, once you become a member, you then attend a monthly meeting, once a month, 2 hours. That's all you need to do. Once you start doing that, you become recognized by the party workers within that ward. Now, let me tell you, just like our groups, there's maybe 5, 6, 7, or 8 people maximum working in any ward. So to join them, it's very easy. To become recognized amongst them is even easier because only 7 or 8 people you have to put yourself out to. Once people realize you're reliable, you're working for the party, you want to be part of the party, they bring you forward very quickly. Maybe within 1 year, they'll ask you to stand as a councillor, which means membership. The membership of that ward usually votes for their selected candidates. If you become selected by the ward, officially, the Labour Party then becomes your mentor. They then take you over. You are now the official candidate for the Labour Party, Tory Party, Liberal Democrats, whoever you want to be representative for. You go to the election, they pay the election expenses, that saves you money there even. You become elected, now you have a voice within your area, within your council. Privy Council, Borough Council, City Council, whatever. Once you have a voice, you can then start working for your area. You become popular in that ward, you work, and people that start to see your potential, they then come to you and say, why don't you become an MP? You work towards becoming an MP. This is where Mr. Mashiach comes in now. We want to bring forward people who are committed, who are like-minded in that they want to bring their community forward. They want to represent their community in the best possible way. They're not in it for themselves, for what they can get out of it. Because believe me, once you work for your community, you get the accolades yourself anyway. If you work it the other way around, you work for yourself, you leave the community behind, you're no good to yourself or anybody else. So we need people who want to work with the community, and this is a direct appeal or direct invitation for anybody who wants to join a political party, who wants to become a councillor, who wants to further their careers politically. Please see me at the end or anybody on the dais, and inshallah, we'll help you forward. What we want to do is get together a group of people, maybe 8, 9, or 10 people within the Abu Zar zone. We work collectively in promoting these people, putting them forward, so that 1 year's time or 18 months' time, when the next local elections come by, we have our own candidates. If we can put forward 9 candidates next year, we have achieved a milestone. You people sitting here are the pioneers of a political future for the Shia community. So I urge you to join us. Bring forward people in your... Now, everybody knows in their community who can do what, who's capable, who they would like to see representing them. This has nothing to do with education. Obviously, education comes into it. The more educated you are, the better speaker you are, the better thinker you are, the better you can communicate, etc., etc., etc. But education is not the be-all and end-all. What matters is your personality. What matters is your commitment. What matters is where you want your community to go. If we can achieve 9 candidates by 2015, Majlis Ulama Shia has achieved a milestone never before achieved by the Shia community in any country, let alone the UK. Once we have councillors in position, they can then start working for the community. For instance, we're talking about the license problems. They can take this up. Your rates, your processions, your jaloos, if you want to call it that. When councils try and stop the jaloos, this is where your councillors come in. When there's a problem with your, let's say, order, your neighbours are complaining, as in 404's case, that their neighbours are all complaining that there is too much noise, there's too much coming and going. This is where the councillors come in. They can alleviate that problem by discussing this issue in the council. If the council okays it, people can't do anything about it. But to do it positively, that's what counts. Now, councillors have a limitation. They only work within their ward. So the next step is Parliament. These people that we bring forward, that we work with, any one of them in the future can be a parliamentarian. There is no hierarchy, there is no order, there is no elder or younger. Whoever is more capable will go forward. So, the stage is open, the doors are open, bring the horses, let's get going. That's my message to you today. That this convention, one of our aims and objectives is to bring the Shia community to the political arena, to have a political voice in this country so we can speak for ourselves. That Shia community has a voice. We are not terrorists. We are not anti-society. We are not anti-civilization. We do not believe in bombing. We do not believe in maiming. We do not believe in causing havoc. Above all, we do not want a separate community. We do not want a separate society. To bring it all together, politics is probably the best way forward. So my request is, please, within your community, look for people whom you think are capable. Please give us their names, their details. We'll contact them.